Chapter 2. Now, when the most admirable Polycarp first heard of this, he was indeed not disturbed. Instead, he desired to stay in the city. But the majority persuaded him to leave quietly. So he went out secretly to a farm, not a great distance from the city, and, remaining with a few friends, he did nothing but pray night and day for everyone, and for all the assemblies throughout the inhabited earth, as was his custom at all times. And, as he was praying, he fell into a vision 3 days before his arrest. And he saw the pillow under him burning with fire. And, turning to those who were with him, he said,
"I must be burned alive."
And, when those who sought for him persisted, he went to a different farm. And immediately, the searchers arrived. And not finding him, they seized 2 boys, one of whom, after being examined by torture, confessed. For it was not really possible for him to remain hidden, since those who betrayed him were also of his own household. Then the police chief, called Herodes, that is the very name he had, hastened to bring him to a stadium, so that he indeed, becoming a partaker of the Anointed One, might fulfill his special lot. But that his betrayers should suffer the same retribution Judah received. Therefore, they brought the boy along, and on Friday, about supper time, the police and cavalry, with their usual weapons, came out as if against a brigand. And late in the evening, they converged on Polycarp, indeed, finding him resting in an upper room. Now, he was still able to get away from there to a different place, but instead, he did not wish to, saying,
"The will of God be done."
Therefore, when he heard they were there, he went down and conversed with them. However, the bystanders marveled at his age and his firmness, and wondered why there was such an urgency to arrest such an elderly man. Therefore, immediately, at that very hour, he had a table set for them to eat and drink as much as they wished, while he requested that they grant him an hour to pray without interference. Now they agreed. So he stood and prayed, so full of the favor of God, that for 2 hours he could not remain silent. Even his listeners were struck with astonishment. And many changed their minds that they had proceeded against such a godly elder. Now, when he finally concluded his prayer, having remembered everyone who had at any time come his way, both small and great, both glorious and inglorious, in the whole universal assembly throughout the inhabited earth, the time for his departure came. So they placed him on a donkey and brought him into the city on a great Sabbath. And the police chief, Herodes, and his father, Nicetes, met him, and took him into their own carriage, and seated themselves at his side, and tried to persuade him, saying,
"But what harm is there in saying, 'Caesar is Lord,' and in offering incense, and so forth, and to be saved.
Now at first, he did not answer. But when they persisted, he said,
I will not do what you advise me.
But on failing to persuade him, they spoke terrifyingly to him. And as he got down from the carriage, they forced him to descend so quickly that he bruised his shin. Without even turning around, as though he had suffered nothing, he continued on his way eagerly with haste, being led into the stadium. The uproar in the stadium was so great that no man's voice could be heard at all.